Hi, thank you for holding, Abe. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It was me who sent you a text message earlier. I apologize that we got your email wrong. I'm resending the email now as well for you.
Well, that's okay. I was a little snippy in that text message, but also it's been a day. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I I did notice it a little bit, but you know what? That's how people are sometimes. I understand, so nothing against you. We're all good.
No,
it's okay. It's okay. And let me just kind of start off by finding out a little bit about what's going on with your business. What do you currently have going on for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, so long story short is I had a roofing company for about 5 years.
I had
a partner in that roofing company. I one day went to deposit a customer check in the bank, and I didn't have, like, my bank card with me, so I just said the name of my company. And the teller responded with, "Which account?" And I said, "What do you mean? I only have one account." And they said, "Well, you have two accounts." And there was one account where both me and my partner were signers, and there was a second account where just my partner was a signer. And that account had about $100,000 in it. So they were obviously kind of going around me through the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I took half of that money, and I said, you know, I would prefer never to talk or do business with you ever again. But like our operating agreement had like kind of a 2-year like non-compete. And just because someone is, you know, shady to me doesn't necessarily mean that I need to be shady back, because I just think that's not like, you know, in a karma standpoint, you know, it's like, I don't need to be terrible just because someone else is terrible. So, that 2-year non-compete is recently run up. I have access to all the labor, locally. I have the knowledge and wherewithal to accomplish everything. And so I'm just getting started up. So I'm not currently, getting leads. Although you no doubt got my information from Angie.
Yeah, I would assume
really
so.
Narcissistic. Yeah, weirdly narcissistic, because they're like, "We're going to buy Home Advisor, but we're also going to name it Angie now. And we're going to buy this company. That's going to be Angie too." So we have 7 companies named Angie, and it's going to be not confusing at all for anyone. So,
yeah.
I'm glad your ego is getting stroked and your name gets to be on every company in the world, but you should just left it called Home Advisor. Thanks.
Yeah. And the way they run business, you know, it's a little, I don't know, iffy, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So you're pretty much starting everything. It's all brand new. You're getting yourself out there. I did do a quick search for your business as well. You haven't even done like a Google business profile or anything along those lines,
no,
right?
Like so the issue is I built a website, and you know, I mean, it's like reasonably SEO-ified website, but I know it takes a while to ramp up. But like I spent like the weekend like on the phone or on chat rather with like every Pakistani person in the world, trying to, like, I'm in like 404 error hell on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like I don't know how tech savvy you are, but my DNS changes just won't propagate. So I can't repoint it from the platform I built it on to like the actual like domain.
Okay.
And so, so there's like not a lot of reason to do any of that other stuff until you have, in fact, a functioning website. But yes, as soon as I do that, I would probably, you know, work towards the Mac pack and adding a Google My Business and all that stuff.
Okay. So when it comes with our services, so they are exclusive. So what that means is that we only work with one industry per area. So we don't work with your competitors. There is no sharing of leads, and the whole website type of issue. I mean, we have ways around that, because if you are trying to get your own website situated, we can set you up with just a basic landing page that you can use just at least for now. The way that we would work, the first thing, of course, is getting you that Google business profile, which, you know, that's an easy thing to do. But it's typically it's the search engine optimization part, where we give you keywords. Anytime somebody searches one of those keywords, that's when you pop up first page. So we would do that Google.
No, I'm sorry. I've been in Ahrefs. I mean, the search volume is is pretty high, and the keyword difficulty is only like 17 or 18 on most of the related terms.
Yeah, so it sounds like you know exactly on the end of what you're talking about. Now, I do want to ask another question because I know some people are against social media. Some people like it. We do retargeting of ads to the same people that we're looking for you on Google. We retarget them on Facebook. Now, is setting up a business Facebook page something that you would be open to?
Yeah, no, I'm again, like, it's on the list of things to do. I kind of have, like, 90% of one, but I haven't published it just on the basis of, again, well, everything is, like, essentially designed to drive traffic to your website where you, like, have a call to action. It's like, hey, set an appointment. And so, like, until that website's up, I don't want to, you know, because then you just look like an idiot. And so.
Okay. So that's good on that end. Then we can either, if you want us to make one for you, if you're good with the one that you have, that's something we'd do. So the package I'd recommend then is going to be that Platinum package, which includes everything that I just went over. It also has a dashboard that tracks everything. We'll put up a basic temporary website for you until you get yours situated. Mm-hmm. And if you like the website, I mean, you can also use that, ours, if you prefer. But price-wise, it's based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service with no contracts. It's just a flat rate of $299 a month with your one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of the programming.
Okay. So $300 a month.
Yes. $299, but okay. You know, saves you a dollar there. But yes.
I just wanted to question. Oh my God! Like one time, I went to the iPhone store, and they're like, "This iPhone is only a dollar, and if you want this one, it's $199, and this one, it's $299." Which technically true, but the way they phrased it, it made it sound like it's $1, $2, $3.
$199.
It's like I almost swore. I hate the marketing tricks that people. It's like, can we just like. You're not going to trick me into giving you money. It's like if you're on a dating app and it's like, you can't show up 100 pounds and 10 years older than your picture. Like, what do you think I'm going to get in there and be like, oh, well, I'm already here. We might as well go back to your place. So it's just like, I understand that got me into the store.
You're absolutely right.
No, it's only three.
It's happened to me before. I think I was quoting the our most basic package that we have, which is $199. And I think I told the guy $199. He's like, so $1.99? I was like, no. And I had to catch myself. I need to stop saying it that way because I know it'll confuse some people. So I hear you. But no, it's $299.
I figured there's no way you're doing it for $3, but I just absolutely needed to clarify.
I know. No, it's okay. You're all good.
There's three kinds of lies, right? Where it's like intentional lies, accidental lies, and then statistics. And so anytime people are messing around with numbers, you can make numbers say anything weirdly. So.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. Based off of everything I went over with you, I mean, what do you think about it? Is it something that you would want to do?
I mean, so it's $299 flat, and then I assume I cover the ad spend?
$299, the ads are included. Your Facebook ads are in there already.
So you're going to run ads with a budget of less than $300?
Yes. So the way that it works is $100 worth of that goes into your Facebook ads. Now, if you want to add more Facebook, you are always able to do that. Of course, you can do that. But we always start you off in a package where, because I don't know with your old company if you ever dealt with like marketing companies where it starts running up how much you're spending and it gets to a point where you're like, whoa. So we try to avoid that.
A lot of your competitors are like, you only pay for performance. It's like, all right, cool. They're like, you only pay me $100 when you set an appointment. It's like, okay, that sounds great. And so out of that $100, you like, cover the ad spend and stuff, because in my head, I'm like, if you're really good at this, you can take that $100 and spend 30 of it to get me the lead, and you keep the 70 as gross profit, good for you. But if I pay you $100 and I got to pay the ad spend, it's like, that dog don't hunt, you know what I mean? And so, so I just wanted to clarify that one, too, because
you're good.
That sounds like a great deal. It's like, if you absolutely suck at it, and I give you $5,000 for an ad, and you suck at it, and you're like, well, I still got my $300, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the same value proposition.
And just so you understand as well, so because we are partnered with Google and Meta, so we get our clicks anywhere mm-hmm. between 5 cents to 50 cents per click. So
you're
it is on
50
the...
cents on roofing lead clicks on Google?
It's on the Facebook ads that we're running.
Okay.
Where we're putting you
I
on
gotcha.
Google is where the map is, and that one's unlimited calls and unlimited
okay.
clicks. So we don't charge you per call or per
okay.
click or per job on that.
Gotcha. And you're just doing
yeah.
SEO, and I understand it takes like probably 4 to 6 months to build domain strength and authority and get all your backlinks in order, right?
So this is a great question. So if you deal with a company that's not partnered with Google, you're looking at 3 to 6 months. If you go through our company, it's a
okay.
Max of 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
and
on the quicker
all
side.
All that is really just for, and that's just for $300 plus $100.
The one time $99 for the setup fee. Correct.
Yeah, right, but like, yeah, I'm rounding up by a dollar, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good price.
Right, so I give you three, I'm sorry I'm belaboring the point, but I feel like it bears repeating. So I'm going to give you $100, and then I'm going to give you $300 a month, month to month, no long-term contract. However, I assume that as you build up my website for SEO, should we ever part ways, you're like, no, that's my site, and you'll just sell it to my competitor, which incentivizes me to stay with you, correct? And so, like,
go ahead.
No, so with that $300, $100 goes to Facebook ads. The other $200 just keeps you on retainer, and that retainer buys me, like, the SEO knowledge / expertise / management that you have, which, again, is, like, domain authority, backlinks and keyword, all that kind of stuff. And then ranking in the theoretically map back pack, ideally, but definitely send up the Google My Business page.
Ranking you on the first page, correct. But one thing that you were mentioning about the website, so if you decide you want to use your own website, you know, we would remove
mm-hmm.
our site and you keep your site. We would, you know, put that up there for you. You would have full control of your site. Now, for example, if you just want to stay with our website, which you can do, you have an option. You have two options if you decide you don't want to be with us anymore. You can either purchase the domain and just the domain outright for $99, or you can choose
sure.
to have us host your site. And I believe hosting is $39.99 a month, or it's $49.99 a month. I'm not exactly
sure.
sure. And that's $49 with 99 cents, just
to
be clear.
But then eventually, like, should we part ways? Like, I might be currently ranking, but it'll eventually flip because I understand it requires an amount of maintenance with, like, backlinks and such.
Correct, yes.
So it's like we're all running a race, right? So right now,
correct.
$300 is great. And that beats everybody with 200, but in a year they'll all have 350, so we need to have 450, right? That's
well, not...
Right. I mean, I'm way oversimplifying, but...
Yeah, this isn't going to... That's not for the map section. It's not about how much money you throw
right.
at it. It's about the expertise that's behind it. Now, if you want to go
gotcha.
To, like, the Google Ads side, or even Google Guarantee, which is another
I
program...
I don't... Those are, like, $150, $200
those are a lot.
I think, so.
They're a lot more expensive, and that really does go off of how much money you throw at it, you know. And it
right.
gets pricier. I typically don't recommend going that route when you're newer in business, because
no.
what you want to do
right.
when you're new in business is just make money, grow.
Right. No.
You
and
know.
So, yeah. So I get all that, but like again, because like at the end of the day, SEO is half keywords and making sure that the algorithm crawls it, and you know which ones you bold and. You can't like keyword stuff because then they like know you're trying to game the system. And then the other half is like getting backlinks from other sites that have good authority, right? Like I know just
mm-hmm.
enough to have this conversation,
yeah.
not enough to actually execute it, right? And so
yeah. No, you're explaining it just fine. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I understand what I'm buying, because again, your pricing seems really low for that, and usually if it's like, what's the catch? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so so our pricing is for this package, because Lulu put you down for new on business credit. So our pricing for this package is typically, if you buy it online, it's $5.99 a month with your one-time setup fee of $299. So it is typically higher. You do get grandfathered in with this pricing, though. So even if we raise our prices, we don't raise yours. So you're going to still be locked in at that low price. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
and it's month to month, and you're like, it takes 45 days to rank. And so if we get to 90 days, because who knows? I mean, it's an imperfect world we live in. 90 days, and like, you know, if you want to hide a dead body, you put it on the second page of Google. So I'm there, and then I say, hey, this isn't cool anymore, let's just stop. Then there's no ongoing or anything like that, right?
Correct. So the only thing for canceling, and I do go over this on the voice verification, we ask that you call us 3 days before your billing is due, so we have time to stop the payment that would be, you know, going through, and the cancellation, basically. That's the only thing.
Right. Well, at that point, $300 makes or breaks the business. Like, I should probably just go get a job. And so.
Yeah, I know. I hear you on that. Right. I feel bad for some business owners that I speak to. They're really struggling, and it's like, I feel horrible, you know, but what are you to do? What are you to do?
Sure. Well,
yeah.
The good news is we just got hit by the biggest tornado in like the last 100 years in town. So they said,
I heard. I'm sorry. Was everything good on your guys' end? Okay.
Yeah, everything's good on my end, but it's just like money falling from the sky, right? I'm like, it sucks that like five people died, but like,
I know.
But at the end of the day, I mean, I didn't kill them, so I might as well.
Yeah. It could have been worse too. It could have been worse.
The literal and proverbial silver lining to the rain cloud. But so okay. So I think this all sounds
great. I was going to say, what I do to process everything, it takes me about 10 to 15 minutes. I get your basic information. I set up a time for you to have your onboarding call. That's where they go more into detail with everything, make sure we have everything the way you want it to look. We get payment. I send everything to you through text and also through email. So it would right now be a good time for you to get that going?
I kind of would like, I mean, I understand you're going to hit me with some scarcity on the offer. Can I have 24 hours? I need to run it past my wife, not that she owns the business or anything, but like, just from a don't be a shithead husband standpoint.
I understand. Do you think that your wife would be opposed to something like this?
Oh, that's an excellent objection crusher. No, I don't think she would, but I just got across to you about that.
No, I get it. I'm the same one with my husband.
I read the books too. It's good.
What I did right now is I sent you over a text message, and it has my office line, my direct extension. I did send you an email as well, and in the email is also my contact info. Now what I can do, because again, I do respect the fact that you need to speak to your wife. I would not like my husband making a decision without me like that either. I can put it on pause.
Like on the one hand, it's a $300 decision, but on the other hand, like it's like a series of decisions that adds up to like $4,000 or $5,000. And so that's when it like, certainly I can spend $300 without talking to her, but I can't spend like $5,000 without talking to her. And so
I understand that. I get you on that end, and it's like I said, I'll put it on pause for you, so we're not calling out on it. I definitely think that you would be great for the position. When do you think I should set up a call back for you after you speak with your wife?
I mean, honestly, I'll let you know before noon tomorrow. Like, I won't ghost you. I'll let you know one way or the other tomorrow morning. I'm like 95% of the way there. I guess there's one question, because as you're undoubtedly aware, you're like my fifth call, as you know.
Yeah.
Assistant suggested that I've been inundated.
Yeah.
And everybody promises me that I can be on the first page of Google, and everybody promises me that I can be top three in the map pack. And
I'd be
like
careful with
100,
those.
Yeah, there's 100. Roofing companies in Omaha, give or take. I don't know if that's the actual number, but it's a lot. I mean, so yes. On the one hand, the good news is I don't have to be the best. I just have to be like the 90th best and I'll still make a pile of money. So cool. But like so many companies are promising that and you can't all be right. It's like there's 32 teams in the NFL and they all say they're going to win the Super Bowl, right? But just,
yeah.
Just one does. And so,
yes.
So why are you the one that's going to win the Super Bowl?
Okay. Well, I think it really has a lot to do with the type of companies you're talking to. First of all, nobody can guarantee you anything when it comes to SEO, nor can, and they absolutely can't guarantee you for you to be the top three. That's just not the way Google works.
Right.
I'm sure you understand that. The
right.
algorithm,
uh-huh.
It's like a big old robot. So what we have behind us, we have 19 years doing this in the industry. We have been under the same name as well. So we're not one of those SEO companies that just does business, change the name, do something, try to do it again. Also, we do have a Google Business badge. So we're a Google Business Channel partner. So what that means is that we have to provide our clients certain results to get that certification. So I'm sending that over to you through
okay.
text as well that you can see it on Google. So again, mm-hmm. with the experience that we have, and if you look us up as well on Google, we have over 900 reviews, 4.2 stars. Also, we have over 800 reviews on Birdseye, which is those are our actual clients, and we have 4.9 stars with them as well. So
okay.
I don't know what other companies you've been speaking with, but I can tell you our reputation and what we have behind us, and not a lot of SEO companies out there can say the same.
Okay. And then undoubtedly, like, I'm not the only person who signed up for Angie's List recently, and so, like, whatever scraped me to get me to you, they're
yeah.
talking to them, or our counterpart of yours is also talking to them. So do you, like,
no.
Am I the only one that you'd be trying to rank for Roofer Omaha? Or is it like me and another guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so with our spots, that's why we make them exclusive. So under Google's guidelines, we can only work with one industry per area. And that's just because
mm-hmm.
we can't work with competitors. Like that just is, we'd be working against each other, unless of course both companies
mm-hmm.
are okay with it, but we don't run across that very often. But we're not affiliated in any type of way with Angie's either. You know, they do their own
right.
thing or whatever the case
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they just told you my info. In a different business I own, I have 6 patents, and whenever you get a patent granted, you get the same like wave of calls because
people just
the list. And so.
Yeah. So, going back to what you were saying about, you know, working with your competitors. So we barely started calling out on your area, and that's why I was saying, I can put it on pause for you so we don't call out on the area.
Mm-hmm.
And when we close it out with you tomorrow, hopefully, of course,
mm-hmm.
we just don't work with any other business. And that's based off of a 50-mile radius.
Okay. And so success would look like 60 days from now, success would look like I'm on the first page of Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, cause you know, like, so in a different part of my life, yet again, I'm a PMP certified project manager. And so like, you always have this conversation, what is done look like? Like, hey, how do we, yeah, we're going to do a bunch of stuff, but how do we know when, okay, the project is done and we can close it out, right? So like,
yes. Yeah.
Not so much what is done look like because it's ongoing, but what does success look like?
Yeah. So one thing so you can understand.
And so like, I'm sorry. One more thing. So it's
okay.
like, so 90 days from now, I could be like, you have been successful. Ha ha. Or I could be like, you guys, you were not successful. You know what I mean? So what,
mm-hmm.
what is the success criteria for you?
Yes. So here's the thing. You're going to get a dashboard and you get those login credentials right away. So it's not just us telling you that it's working for you or you're receiving calls. In that dashboard, you can log in at any time, and it's going to show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, impressions, all of that. Now, we do recommend that you do the call tracking feature with us. It doesn't cost any extra.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we give you a phone number, and that phone number basically...
Yeah, you set up like a call swing so you can monitor if I'm being a shithead about what's coming in. And so when I say, hey, I'm not getting any business, you say, well, you're not calling them.
And that happens very often, to be completely honest with you. We have to show the proof. I had a client the other day who said, I was with you guys for 4 months and I didn't get anything. I logged into his dashboard and I said, look, you have these text messages. You never even responded. You know, you had this voicemail. You didn't call them. And for, you know, when you deal with people, you deal with these issues. But whatever the case is, that's why we have the dashboard, so you can see your success. So you're going to be receiving calls.
And you segregate the, I'm sorry, I keep talking over you. I'm just low.
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
Probably what you want. I'm sorry that makes me rude. But like, and also you segregate the phone numbers because like, obviously I have like stickers on the tailgate of every truck, right? That has a phone number on it, obviously. And so like, that way I can attribute like, hey, what are they calling from my sign I stuck in someone's yard versus in the back of my truck and versus what number is being called from your guys' efforts, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes. That's why that works, you know, great. And then you can also, if you get spam calls, you know, you can block them easily and all of that type of stuff. It's very convenient. But, yeah, I mean, ideally – you're going to be getting work, and I mean, you're a roofer, so one job would pay for probably the whole year's worth of marketing, which, by the way, but you also, guess, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to your point, it's like a lot of guys are like, I have a truck and a ladder, I should have a roofing company. It's like, I'm very, like, in a, yet another part of my life, I coach other people to start their own small local service-based businesses, right? And so it's like, I'm very good at the business aspect of it. But also in doing that, you realize how terrible everybody else is. And again, you just have to be not awful and you'll be okay.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much everything. I mean, do you have any other questions for me?
No, I think I'm mostly sold. I might think of one or two more, and if it's okay, I can just correspond via text. It's like, I don't know if you call me and you get my voicemail, like my personal voicemail, because I have like a Google Voice set up for the business. That way, like, I can flip it to like an office person or I can take it, you know what I mean? So it all comes to my phone, but like, it's segregated that way as well. And so like, but my personal, outgoing message is like, you reach the phone of Abe Wagner, please hang up and send me a text message, you know, because I will never listen to that voicemail.
Yeah,
if you can't
I don't listen to
voicemails
either.
You're probably someone I don't want to talk to, Mr. Call Center. I'm up to date on my health insurance and car warranty.
Our warranty people are annoying.
Yeah. So it's just like my literal outgoing message is like, you reached Dave Wagner, send me a text message.
Yeah, you can text me, you can email me, you can also call me. Whatever works best, and then I'll just respond and just let me know, you know, what you want to do. If I don't hear back from you by tomorrow, I'll reach out and we'll kind of see what it is, where you're at. Sound good?
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Abe. If you have any questions,
I appreciate you.
Reach out. You as well. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye.